Are those the lasers that blind pilots?
Yes, they are.
The judge shines a light on the latest craze.
Where did you buy the laser?
It was actually my witness's.
I thought it was pretty cool, so I had to have it.
We just like to play around with it. We're from Arkansas. We're rednecks.
But the damage was no joke.
I happened to take a video on Snapchat, and that's whenever he pulled out the laser, and it basically fried my lens on my phone.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Skylar Foshi is suing her former friend, 20-year-old Garrett Maddox, for ruining her iPhone when he pointed a laser at it.
Order. All rise.
Case number 541 on the calendar, the matter Foshi versus Maddox.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Foshi, where do you and your friends come from?
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
And how long have you all been friends?
We went to high school together, but we just recently started talking, so probably a few months.
But you went to high school together?
Yes, ma'am.
This case is about some messing around one evening with a laser. I actually don't know what a laser looks like. Does anybody have one? No. What does it look like, Mr. Maddox?
It's probably 6 or 7 inches long, probably 3 inches in diameter. Shines a light pretty far. It's a blue light. It's pretty powerful.
What do you do with it?
It's like an engraving laser. We just like to play around with it. We go to the lake a lot, so usually when we're on the lake, we'll shine it across the lake or, you know, walk through the woods with it, start a fire with it. We're from Arkansas. We're rednecks.
Are those the lasers that they're talking about, sir, that you point up and you can blind pilots?
I don't know about that.
Yes, they are.
I read about that several months ago, that some morons were seeing if they could blind pilots as they were flying with something like a laser.
Mm.
That what they use?
Yes.
Where did you buy the laser?
It was actually my witness's.
Belong to you?
Yes, ma'am. Oh.
Your name?
My name's Tyler Waters.
Mr. Waters, when did you buy the laser?
I'm not sure when I bought it, but I seen something on Instagram about it. I thought it was pretty cool, so I had to have it. I ordered it, and...
You ordered it from whom?
eBay.
When?
I'm not quite sure. I can.
Well, let's try to think of a month, a year.
It's within a year.
How much did you pay for it?
I probably paid about $40 for it.
Why don't you not make things up? I mean, you did know why we paid for you to come here as a witness, didn't you?
Yes.
We're not here talking about making chicken soup. We are talking about a laser. So every detail of your purchase and what you had to do with this laser, you should have been thinking about on the plane from Arkansas. Do you
yes,
know what
ma'am.
I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now let's get to. You bought it on eBay. When?
A year ago.
And how did you pay for it?
Through a debit card.
How much did you pay for it?
$50.
All right, so it just became more expensive, from 40 to 40 to 50.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me, Mr. Waters, what have you done with this laser that you purchased?
Not much with it. It's cool. I mean, it will pop a balloon. That's all I know. It's pretty cool. It shines far, and it's bright.
Well, so you paid $50 for something that pops a balloon?
Yes, ma'am.
What else have you done with it?
That's about it, I mean.
Nah.
You can shine it in the
Then you're an idiot. You know, you could take a pin and pop a balloon.
You can shine it in the water, and it leaves a beam. It's pretty cool.
Shoot it in the water, it leaves a beam.
Yes, ma'am. It's a toy laser, kind of.
So you pop a balloon and you shine it in water. I want to know what you've done with the laser.
You can reflect things. It'll just shoot everywhere.
Okay. Now, did you ever loan the laser to Mr. Maddox?
Yes, ma'am.
How many times did you loan it to Mr. Maddox?
Just that night.
The night that something happened with her phone.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Mr. Maddox, your experience with lasers extends beyond your experience with Mr. Waters' laser, because you've said it's a really cool thing. You can walk in the woods and you can start fires. So you had other experience with lasers?
A few occasions.
When and whose?
Is
not an answer.
I've had little lasers, like cat lasers. I've never had...
Cat lasers.
Yeah, like you'd play with a cat with, little red laser.
Oh, you mean when they...
Little, yes, ma'am.
When cats will follow the red dot.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but that didn't start
a fire. No, ma'am.
No. So I want to know when you had experience of a laser starting a fire in the woods.
Okay, me and him and it went camping, and we didn't have a lighter, so he had his laser. We built a little mound of leaves and lit the fire with...
He forgot to tell me that. He was just remembers busting a balloon and putting it in water.
Oh, it happened.
You thinking about that?
I'll probably forget.
What?
I probably forgot about it. I wasn't thinking.
What else?
Just other than that, that's the only occasion with that laser that I've used.
So with that laser that you used with him in the woods, you were able to point the laser at something and start a fire?
Correct.
So you knew it could be used for something more than just breaking a balloon?
Correct.
Or shining it in water?
Correct.
Or even playing with a cat? Now I'd like you to tell me about the evening with the phone.
We were at Garrett's house, all four of us. We were going to the gas station, and I happened to take a video on Snapchat, and that's whenever he pulled out the laser, and it shined.
What were you taking a video of?
All of us, just in the car, listening to music. It's something you do on Snapchat, Snapchat story.
Okay. And?
And that's whenever he pulled out the laser, and it basically fried my lens on my phone. I have the video.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Say hi, people.
So.
Garrett.
Dude, don't shine that.
Is that it?
Yes.
So at the time you were in the car, Mr. Waters, Mr. Maddox had the laser.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were in the car as well. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the plaintiff videotaping everybody in the car?
It was everybody in the car.
Was she videoing everybody in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
Her Snapchat story.
You didn't object, did you? Did you object to her videoing you? I mean, you didn't have a girlfriend or something that you weren't supposed to be in the car with her.
I didn't object.
And was this young lady in the car as well?
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't object, did she?
No.
Now, do you know when Mr. Maddox took out the laser?
After we sat down for a little bit, I guess.
You mean in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, why was he holding the laser?
He grabbed it.
Grabbed it from whom?
Myself.
Where was it when he grabbed it?
Right next to me in the car.
You had it on the seat?
Yes, it was turned off next to me on the seat.
Why did you take it if you were going for gas?
We were just messing with it at the house. I figured I'd show him.
So he picked it up from the middle of the seat, and what did he do with it?
She asked to do a lot show.
No, look at me. What did he do with it?
She asked to show a lot show in the background of the Snapchat because she thought it was cool.
No, that didn't happen.
We also were at my house, Your Honor, when all this took place.
She what?
We were all at my house. We never left my house. Never.
That's not true either.
We went to an apartment, her ex's apartment, to say hi to all of our friends. We were in the car whenever it took place.
You went to one of whose friends?
It was her ex's house.
Your ex's name is?
Kevin.
And you went with these two young men?
Yes, ma'am.
And the date of this incident was what?
The end of January.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Still friendly with Kevin?
Not really. We talk on occasion.
Great. What's his phone number?
I couldn't tell you by heart.
Well, you can get your phone, and that'll make it very easy, Mr. Maddox. Were you at Kevin's house that evening? It's an easy phone call.
No, ma'am.
Get your phone.
It's upstairs. Go get it. Is that okay?
If you need it.
I have mine.
Do you have Kevin's number?
I believe so.
Great. Mr. Maddox, do you know how annoying it's going to be if you make me, at my age, get up off here and go in the back and call Kevin on his cell phone and just ask him one question, whether at the end of January the four of you came over at his house one evening. She's going to give me the exact date.
I don't remember going to anybody's house, Your Honor.
Well, I want you to think hard.
I was at my house the night of this incident.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, did you go to Kevin's house?
I don't know who Kevin is.
Her ex-boyfriend.
It was at an apartment. It's Chapel Ridge Apartments.
Well, what do I look like, an operator?
Your Honor, there were actually quite a few people at his apartment whenever we went over there, so you could call.
No. Do you got where I'm going? He says he never left his apartment that night. And by the way, it wasn't the end of January, it was February. February 26th, according to what you have here.
Yes.
Not January. That's a whole month later. Everybody should get their months straight. 12 months in a year, not so hard to remember. Kevin's phone number.
Is it an 870 number?
Okay, you don't have it?
Nope.
I need to go get my phone.
That's fine. I just have a couple of other questions before you go and get your phone. Had her camera been broken before or after you got to Kevin's house?
After.
So you went to Kevin's house first and the camera was broken in the car coming home?
We don't know when exactly it broke.
A second. She just showed me a video. And the video that she showed me was to demonstrate to me that the camera was broken in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I just asked asked you. You thought this was going to be easy when you came here?
No.
For this nonsense? It's not going to be easy. I enjoy this sort of thing. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, this is sport for me. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure glad you all understand. It's my sport. Now, you just said that the camera was broken after you left Kevin's apartment where there were a lot of people.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your memory of the evening? No. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand? All right. Because Miss Froche says to me that they were hanging out at Mr. Maddox's house and they were on their way just to get some gas. And that's when this happened, when they were on their way to get some gas. And Mr. Waters tells me he brought the laser. It was on the console in the car, and he picked it up, and he was doing you a favor by doing background. He says nothing about going for gas. He says nothing about going to Kevin's house. You say it happened after you left Kevin's house. The plaintiff said it happened on her way to going to get gas when they got into the car. Do you understand?
Yes.
So if you're going to come to court, what the first thing you have to do when you bring a witness is you have to get your story straight.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Where was the car in November of 2016?
Still at the same place it is now, sitting in my mom's driveway.
Then it's in your possession.
Right, because I offered her the option to go pick it up and she refused to pick it up.
No, ma'am.
She doesn't have to pick it up. What's wrong with you? How old are you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Skylar Foshee says her former friend, Garrett Maddox, ruined her iPhone when he pointed a laser at it.
So if you're going to come to court, what the first thing you have to do when you bring a witness is you have to get your story straight. We understand each
other?
Yes,
ma'am.
We understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Buy yourself your own phone. We're done. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I never asked for a background of it. You can tell in the video.
Yeah, she actually did tell me to do it.
Where Tyler said, Garrett put it up, it'll phone up.
I mean, my witness was there when it all happened, so.
No, we have told him previously that day to put it up.
She might have been mad about it.
He said, give me 2 weeks and I'll pay you back.
I guess she wants her phone fixed.
Yeah, he said, you're not getting anything from me.
Boys will be boys.
There's no friendship.
When you get your phone fixed, holler at me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rosales versus Adams. Step forward.
Darla Rosales is suing her daughter's former friend, Lisa Adams, for car lease payments, late fees, and emission charges.
Miss Adams, when did you lease this car from Miss Rosales?
I started it in December of 2015.
How do you know her?
She's my friend's mom.
What kind of car was it?
A 2005 Chevy Cobalt.
And she was making payments on the car?
Previous to me, yes.
She was making payments to a loan company for
yes,
the car?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
Right. How much were the payments that you were making?
It was $178 for the car payment and then $74 for the insurance.
Okay. And how much were you paying?
$250 a month.
Did you have a written agreement with her?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see the written agreement.
I don't have mine.
Do you have?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay. Now, at some point, you stopped paying for the car. When?
I made the last payment in November. I did not pay a December payment.
Okay, so the last payment you made was November of 2016.
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
Because 3 months after I got the car, the engine blew. When I notified Darla, she told me that she would help me get it fixed.
Just a second. If you blew the engine on the car, why is that her problem? You said that you're going to keep the car in good condition while in your possession.
Right. I did agree to that, and I don't see how it was my...
Oh, well, I don't know that. All I know is you agreed to keep the car in good condition while you had the car. You agreed to pay her $242 a month. If at any time you wanted to buy the car outright, you could, and you stopped paying in November of 2016. Where was the car in November of 2016?
Still at the same place it is now, sitting in my mom's driveway.
Then it's in your possession.
Right, because I offered her the option to go pick it up, and she refused to pick it up.
No, ma'am.
She doesn't have to pick it up. What's wrong with you? How old are you?
37.
What do you do?
I'm an assistant manager at the shop.
You have to finish paying for the car. It's in your possession. She doesn't come and pick it up if you don't want the car anymore.
I offered to drop it, and she told me that she didn't want that piece of junk sitting in front of her house.
Fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When it's a lease, I thought that they're kind of responsible to help you with that, right? So if I were to get a brand new car from a car lot and it cut out 3 months, would I still be responsible for a $15,000
payment? Yeah, you sure would.
It wasn't.
You sure would, Cookie.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Darla Rosales says her daughter's former friend, Lisa Adams, agreed to lease her car, but stopped making payments.
Now, how much did you owe on the car when she stopped paying for it?
When she stopped paying for it, I ended up paying $1,547.
Let me see.
And Judge, the payments were...
That's a piece of paper. Don't show me a piece of paper from a pad.
I paid it off with checks. And these are the confirmations and the checks.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a shuttle driver.
What is that?
It's where you work out at the airport and you're shuttling people from...
So you have a paycheck?
Yes.
That they can garnish?
Yes.
Right. So you pay this car off?
Correct.
And you have a different car?
Yes.
Is the car registered in your name or hers?
Mine.
Okay. I would get rid of it somehow.
I would have had I known where it was, but unfortunately, every time I tried to call Lisa, she would not answer the phone.
She's irresponsible. There's no question about that. And she owes you $1,547.
She had my number. She called me the day before yesterday.
Listen to me. You contracted with her to keep the car in good running order. That's what you contracted with her for.
So if I were to get a brand new car from a car lot and it cut out 3 months, would I still be responsible for a $15,000 payment?
You sure would.
Because it wasn't.
You sure would, Cookie. Unless you can prove that it was a lemon. If you lease a car from a car company for 36 months and 3 months or 4 months later the car has problems, you have to fix it.
When it's a lease, I thought that they're kind of responsible to help you with that, right? Just like when you rent a place to live, they have to help you fix things.
What do you do for a living?
That shouldn't matter for a living. It's reality.
Well, when you rent what a difference property, does it make
if
what
the
you,
plumbing
what
breaks,
difference
then
does it make if
the
what
landlord
you think,
has to help you, right?
What difference does it make what you think? If you lease a car, if you buy a car and have to make payments, and if the car has a problem, you have to take care of it. Sometimes if you buy or lease a new car, they give you a bumper-to-bumper warranty for a certain number of months. But if you lease from a company a used car, there was nothing in this contract that she said she would take care of repairs during your lease. You said you would take care of repairs during the lease. That's what you said. That's what you signed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, listen to me. That's it.
Okay.
Do you understand? $1,547.
Okay.
And the car is at her mother's house. That's it. Those are the payments that you made, $1,547.
What about the insurance payments I had to make and the late fees? $1,547.
Not your $5 late fees that you put in here, because I have a feeling since 2016 you could have figured out where this car was. Do you understand? You kept your credit straight. We're done.
Excuse me.
We're done.
When can she get the car? Like, is there a time frame that she needs to get it off my property, because it needs to get taken away?
If she doesn't take it off your property, sue her.
Parties, I excuse you, may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Because the car broke down and I thought, obviously, what I learned was wrong.
It was in good running condition when she leased it from me.
And especially when I continued to make payments for an additional 9 months after it didn't work, I really thought she would have helped me.
I had my mechanic go through it.
And when she didn't, I decided to stop paying.
And he said everything was fine with it.
Yeah, I won't trust another friend, that's for sure.
I don't think I'll be doing this again.